I believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word
to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives
his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when this thing shall be. Just be ready, be watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of days today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray.
Open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door. Men will be lovers of self more than lovers of God. Filled with vain pride, earthly pleasures have drawn them away. But if we're his children, we must feel the chastising rod. For those that he loves, he'll teach them to trust and obey. So open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door. Some people believe that his coming is still far away. They often grow weary and so often lay down the load. But just up ahead are the signs of a much brighter day. So don't lay down your load, child. We're too near the end of the way. So open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door. Some people believe that his coming is still far away. They often grow weary and so often they lay down their load. But just up ahead are the signs of a much brighter day. Then I lay down the load, child. We're too near the end of the way.
open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door. So open your eyes, you battle-scarred soldier. It's later than ever before. He will appear some glorious morning. His coming is nigh at the door. Yeah, when Satan's 6,000 years run out, that's when this will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, he's just going to have to suffer a little bit more because his days are running out, his 6 days. 2028, that's it for him. We got it right. We got the midnight cry. And then we got 2021, and from there it's 7 years. And then it'll happen. And Jesus shows up. And so you and I, everything is so normal.
Mm-hmm.
But, he will appear some glorious morning, but he's got to wait until Satan's days run out. And he can't do nothing until that happens. And just the way it's set up, it's all about 666 days. That's 666. That's the Pope's number. Oh, you know, to you and I, everything is so simple and so. And but we practiced ourselves all our lives to stay with the Word. That's why we're doing what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And people that the same passion, have made up their mind to follow the Word, well, they're welcome here. Other than that, they'll just be a torn on the side, you know. You got to be totally committed. Like you and I are. We're committed to the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the judgment day is coming. What an awful day it will be. Christ forever is my refuge. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. At the sounding of the trumpet, at the dawning of the day, worldly pleasures with their treasures shall forever pass away. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. Poor lost sinner will be crying for the home they'll never see, but the ransom will be fading. Rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. Poor lost sinner will be crying for the home they'll never see, but the ransom will be singing. Rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God? to be your pillow. Hide me over on the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages left for me. Lost me again, lost me again, that's the Jesus magazine. Mine is sail is far, far longing, aim out it's to and falling, on for sign don't to shame. On for silent, don't to shame. See sadly, see sadly, some aided or Vulcan bleak. Oh, man, there dying common, that he short me all and from him. Shall thine hold as ungazy, shall thine hold as ungazy. A vision is staying at Logatain, at its flea, at its flea. Leggy Abers down here, I day now not see your name. I day now not see your name. Be there thine, be there thine, then exists Zalem. In der Stadt der goldenen Gasse, Herr mein Gott, ich kann's nicht fassen, was das wird dir wann sein, was das wird dir wann sein. Paradies, Paradies, wie ist dein so see, unter deine Lebensmeimen, wird uns ein, als ob wir träumen, bring uns her ins Paradies, bring uns her ins Paradies.
He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never sound retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. I'll be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. everything was determined back when God had himself that great council. All the days were numbered, everything was determined. All you got to do is jump on the ship, jump on the train, and you're gonna have everything that's all promised here. We can't hurry it up. We can't slow it down. The only thing you and I can do is prepare ourselves. It's going to happen anyway, whether we're prepared or not. If you're not prepared, that day will take you unawares. And it's just up the road here. This is the last generation. We're not just playing a game here. Mm-hmm. Kind of on the same, continue with that great Babylon is falling, eh? Mm-hmm. To you, everything is so real. After these things, Revelation 18, it's all in the Revelation 18. These things, to you, it's all normal procedure. The Bible was written before the foundation of the world. Before God put that blueprint in motion, he had everything designed, everything figured out. Nothing takes him by surprise because everything was a done deal and before the foundation of the world. It's just like when you build a house or you go buy your equipment and your lumber and everything, and then everything is on the blueprint, and then it's just a matter of putting it together. And here is this massive scale, this massive blueprint that God made back before the final show. He's just putting it together here. After these things, Revelation 18, everything runs in sequence. And John was given the insight, what's going to happen here in his end time. And right down to the eternal age. After these things, I saw another angel who possessed great authority coming down out of heaven, and the earth was lit up by his radiance. He shouted with a powerful voice, "Fallen, Babylon, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a lair for demons and a haunt for every unclean spirit, a haunt for every unclean bird." A haunt. I don't know what a haunt is. You know what a haunt is? What is H-A-U-N-T? What does it mean? A hold? A cage? The other translation says a cage or a hold. A haunt for every unclean and detestable beast. You got to know what is Babylon. That's that church world system out here. That's a Catholic and the whore of Revelation and her harlots, and that's what these churches have become. Homes of pedophilia, home of child molestation, and all that is. For all the nations have fallen, they've been drunk. See, they've been made drunk. That's why we can't penetrate them. They're drunk, these religionists, these preachers. For all the nations have fallen from the wine of her immoral passion, and the kings of the earth have committed sexual immorality with her, and the merchants of the earth have gotten rich from the power of her sensual behavior. Then I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, so you will not take part of her sins, and so you will not receive her plagues, because her sins have piled up all the way to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes. Repair her for the same way she repaid others, pay her back double corresponding to her deeds, and the cup that she mixed double amount for her." That's just up the road, the judgment day of the Lord. It's coming. A great tribulation when that big system is going to get like they said the other day, they're going to burn her with fire. As much as she exalted herself and lived sensually luxury, to his end, give her torment and grief because she said to herself, "I rule as a queen and am no widow. I will never experience grief." That's the wrong Catholic Church speaking. They think they're untouchable. But God's got their number. For this reason, she will experience her plagues in a single day. That single day talks here, that 7-year period. And then not the 24-hour day, like it. That thing has started already. Their plagues and and her judgment has already begun. In the 70th week of Daniel, when God began to restore all things. Yeah, she'll terrorize people for a bit yet here, but at the end of the day, their plagues will come in a single day. Disease, mourning, and famine, and she will be burned down with fire because the Lord who judges her is powerful. Then the kings of the earth who committed immoral acts with her and lived sensually luxury with her will weep and wail for her when they see the smoke from the fire that burns her up. They will stand a long way off because this fire is nuclear fire. They will stand a long way off because they are afraid of her torment. They don't want to be tormented with that nuclear fallout. They are afraid of her torment and will say, "Whoa, whoa, great city Babylon, the powerful city, for in a single hour your doom has come." Then the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn for her because no one buys her cargo anymore. All that, these ships out there, all that commerce, it's all behind it, all is the Vatican. Spare to Satan, really. That whole European world, that whole European, that whole NATO and all that stuff, that's all. Behind it is a brain, and it's a branch of Satan. That commerce and all that buying and selling stuff. The cargo such as gold, silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen, purple cloth, silk, scarlet, things made of citron wood, all sorts of objects. Made of ivory, all sorts of things made of expensive wood, bronze, iron, and marble. All that stuff, that materialism. And all that is coming to an end. The merchants who sold these things, who got rich from her, will stand a long way off because they're afraid of her torment. They will weep and mourn, saying, "Whoa, whoa, a great city, dressed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, clothed and adorned with gold, precious stones and pearls." See, they got no future. That's their future here. Right? That's the end of that commerce out here, that world religious system. Everything from Satan, everything that you see out there, it's going to come to an end. Because in a single hour such great wealth has been destroyed. And every ship captain and all who sail along the coast, seamen and all who make their living from the sea, stood a long way off and began to shout when they saw the smoke from the fire that burned her up. Who is like the great city? It's just that simple. It's just as time evolves, you know, and then as time evolves, this happens, and that's what you and I are putting in all our effort to board people and to prepare ourselves for this thing that's just up the road here, this generation. This is the last generation. Behold, the judgment day is coming. It's coming just rapidly. The world is just going to bump right into it, and a lot of people that have not prepared themselves, They're gonna stand in awe because they're completely clueless. They've put their roots down here on planet Earth, thinking that's the end all we're all. But see, you and I, we went into the scriptures all our lives, and we begin to see a blueprint. And then we were led to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, and they told us exactly what's coming. They more or less opened up our understanding to the scripture. Up until before that, I was doing bits and pieces. I know, for God so loved the world and all that stuff, but when it really came into prophecy and things happening, it only began when I came to the ministry of Brother Brenham. And then all of a sudden my eyes were opened, I began to see exactly where we are in time, and we just kept on going. You and I, we're just kept on going. The Lord brings you aboard, and now the two of us, we put this program out there. You can either take it or leave it. We're not the one that made a blueprint, you know. We're just following up. That's why I said this morning, that's why we're going to be celebrating, or not celebrating, we don't celebrate, we recognize it. We give it the recognition that they deserve, that in 2-3 days from now, April 17th is the real new year. That's when you can go out there and you can take your calendar, that's what we do. I took the calendar and I waited for that spring equinox. It happened on March 20th, and then I waited for that new year to come. And then here, this week on Friday, I believe, That's that first spring, that first new moon. That determines all the rest of the feast. That Christmas January 1, that's no sense. There's no rhyme and reason in January 1 being a new year. Because here, in the spring of the year, the new year starts, everything is coming back to life, and that's when you and I recognize the new year. Mm-hmm. And because we got to stick with the word. If we didn't stick with it, we were so sloppy, we would miss the whole purpose of the whole thing, you know. But see, we take it very serious that here on Friday it's going to be our, that's when we recognize the new year. And then we, the 14 days after that, that's when we do our Passover. We don't do the Easter thing because Easter is not of God, it's of the devil. We do the Passover thing. We stick with the script. We do it back to the script, and that's where we stick with. That's why we're still on board. Yeah, we might be old-fashioned to a lot of people, but you have to stick with the program. You have to stick with the blueprint, because what the devil wants you to do, he wants you to kind of maybe give a bit and take a bit, you know. Just move this thing a little bit over here. It doesn't really matter when you celebrate the new year, as long as you celebrate it. But see, we don't do that. We take it serious. We take it to the scriptures. We take it to Deuteronomy. Back then when God set the stage, he said the first new moon after the spring equinox. I've been doing that for at least 20, 30 years, you know, ever since they terminated me. I began to look around and I began to say, what's that January 1 have to do with the new year? Mm-hmm. And I searched the scripture and I found out exactly when the new year was. And that's what we're doing here. We're just saying everything the way it needs to be said. That's why when that day will come, we won't be unaware, see, you know, because we're sober, we're vigilant, we're doing what needs to be done to keep ourselves above board.
And when you will trace it all back, it all comes from Babylon, that January 1 new year. It all comes actually from Rome. Mm-hmm. That's where it's all based out of, Rome, Roman Catholicism, and that fourth beast that Daniel saw. It's you can trace it all back, just like you can trace all this commerce back to Rome, and then all these things start making sense. Like when you will take the new year, the biblical new year, you know, it has a purpose, you know, and has a meaning behind it, that biblical new year, because it's a package deal with all the feasts and everything falls in line. But with the new year that you celebrate with the world, January 1 has no purpose. It's just in the dead of winter, and people think it's actually real, but it isn't. It has no purpose behind it.
Well, they're doing their worshiping to the devil with it. See, we have to stay with the script, because if you don't stay with the script, if the Lord would not have moved on us, then brought us to the ministry of Brother Branham and then Brother James, we would have missed this old. We would have missed that Yom Kippur in 2021. That Yom Kippur in 2021, the world didn't recognize it as October the 15th, 2021.
That's right.
He had it somewhere else, because it's like this year, the new moon. What they do, they don't have the Passover, right?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the new year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
they don't. They don't put any effort to sign out where that new year is. They just do it according to, they come up with an idea that the Passover, the Easter, what they call Easter, it's they got the closer to the full moon. They tried to keep it a little bit decent, so they do the first full moon after the spring equinox, and then that's when they celebrate their Easter. But see, you got to go to the first new moon, not the first full moon, the first new moon after the spring equinox. And then when you go back to 2021, they did the same thing as they did this year. They don't have it right. But see, you and I, we stood on 2021. We stood right with that. With that new year, the first new moon after the spring equinox, and we found out it was when we saw the feast, the Passover, and all these seven feasts. Had we not done it right, we would have missed that the end of the grace age.
That's
October the 15th, 2021, That's when Jesus Christ went off to see the mercy. That's when the fullness of the Gentiles have come in. Mm-hmm. That's when the seventh seal was on, came on, and that's when the restoration of Israel began. Because it's actually the restoration of all things, but it's really what really shows out there the restoration of Israel on. That's when you see these wars. That's how you see all these wars over in Israel and all around. See what the devil, he's trying to stop God's program from moving ahead. But he was defeated 2,000 years ago at Calvary, you know. And you and I, we know all these things, and we're just putting it out there on a daily basis. If somebody wants to believe it, they can believe it if they want. We cannot go into people's hearts and convince them, you know. You're right, we just stick with the word. And we're just moving on a day-to-day basis. Yesterday he showed us about, he actually spoke to me right to my heart, Babylon is fallen. Mm-hmm. So we're telling people all around the world that Babylon, these things, these wars and these rumors of war and these ship merchants, it's all part of God's great plan where he's determined he's going to bring judgment on this world. But it's the beginning of the beginning stages has going to happen. It's not going to happen in a 24-hour period. It's going to happen the way God, that great mind, back before the founding of the world, determined it to happen. And he's beginning. The motions are going. The shaking of all things is happening. And nothing takes you and I by surprise. The only thing that you and I are doing, we're just preparing ourselves because we see the blueprint. We see the We see everything the way God has designed it. Mm-hmm. We're just jumping on board. There's a train to Jordan. All we got to do, we jump on that train, and we just do what the Bible says. And then it says, "Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever heareth, let him say, come." That's all this here generation is all about. All you got to do is believe what we're trying to tell you here. And then God's going to see to it that you're going to have an expected end. That's the only thing that you can do. You cannot go through what you and I had to go through in the last 30, 40 years because it's impossible. People can't handle it. But you and I, we could take it. We could, everything they threw at us, that religious system, that whore of revelation, everything that threw it, because when I tell people that these other preachers, and the churches out there, they're all of Satan. They kind of freak out. They shut us off, and they think we're blaspheming. But we're telling people the truth. Behind that old system, behind that persecution, is the spirit of Satan. It's the spirit of Satan that terminated me from that colony and that took my family and children away simply because I won't bow down to their garbage. I saw right through it. I saw it was none of God. I saw it was of Satan. And like we keep saying, back when I went to that prayer meeting, the devil, he didn't like that because what I was doing, the Lord was using me to expose that spirit behind it all. And the devil don't like to be exposed. So what does he do? That's the only thing he knows. He starts terrorizing. And he's using these preachers, these people in the pulpit, the religious zealots, and these scorpions, and these vipers. And he uses them to do his dirty work. And it's religion. I mean, we've been over time and time again, Satan uses religion. And then he figures he can blame God for all the misery that's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. But it's behind it is the spirit of Satan.
That's right.
We're not ignorant to his coming devices, how he twists everything. Like we keep saying, back in the Old Testament was these gods that they worship. But here in the New Testament, Satan just changes a little bit of a program. And now it's these religions that are so deadly out there. And we know that we got the program right.
Yeah, and when you would trace those religion back, it's all part of Babylon too. Because that's really the mother of it all. She's the one that started it all. And behind, like you said, the devil wants to make God look bad. He creates these situations and these in the lives of people, and then they turn on God. Mm-hmm. Like you can talk to a lot of Mennonites. They are actually, in a sense, worse than the Hutterites in when they push God on their children. It's their Mennonite God, and they're really forceful about it. I've talked to some Mennonites, and then they don't want to have anything to do with God. Mm-hmm. See, that's the devil's plan. That's he wants to make God look bad, and that's what you see all around the world. And it's really one of the biggest cop-outs of people is they will say, if God is really real, then he wouldn't allow all this suffering to go on. And you know what? If they would only open up their eyes and listen, then they will understand that it's not God mm-hmm. that does that. But we have an adversary, the devil, and he creates these situations. And that what befall that Babylon system is a creation of Satan. Mm-hmm. And then it has infiltrated every aspect of society. That's why it says they have become drunk with that wine of her fornication. And when you, and that's really what you're combating is that people have become drunk with that wine of her fornication, is that Babylon system. And when you will see Trump, he's fighting back with the Pope now, and then with that Italy Prime Minister Meloni, something like that. Anyway, he doesn't know what he's dealing with, like mm-hmm. who what spirit he's actually fighting. He's actually fighting that beast system, and that scarlet color. That's the Revelation calls it the scarlet colored beast. That is that. Fourth beast that Daniel saw in the book of Revelation, that's that scarlet colored beast, that's that European system. Mm-hmm. And that Vatican rides it. And she's the one that is riding that beast. And when Trump fights, he doesn't really know the concept of what he's really fighting.
It's that European, uh-huh. European aid. These ten toes. That's who he's fighting with. Mm-hmm. That European Roman Catholic hierarchy and the Pope behind the scenes. It's the Vatican that pushes this whole mm-hmm. thing. It's not the Muslims. Behind it, the spirit.
That's right.
It's the spirit of the Vatican. Mm-hmm. I just read here yesterday that now they're starting this program. And the Pope is over in some Algeria where all these Muslims are, and he's signing a contract that from now they're going to get together with the Muslims, the Catholics will. And mm-hmm. that's all just falling in line with scriptures, and here, that old European world, and here is Trump is caught up in the middle of it all, but at the end of the day, Europe and NATO, they're going to turn against America, according to George Wright's mm-hmm. vision, because they've already done it. They've infiltrated America. But at the end of the day, America's going to have her day and her civil war, and it's a fight between good and evil. Mm-hmm. To you and me, everything is so simple and so obvious, but the reason he's spending with that Italy is part of that beast system, and of course, they're going to support their own turf.
That's right.
And that's why he runs mm-hmm. in locks horns with all these leaders over there. Yeah, it looks good sometimes for a bit, but at the end of the day, when they say, like here right now, they're all saying peace and safety. Trump is the peace man. He tried to hate wars he's already kept from happening, but that peace and safety, and then all of a sudden, it goes completely crazy and unhinged, and then this sudden destruction will come. That's all being set up right now. But see, you and I, we're the type of thing. We can only expose it because and bring it out to the light because we read the scriptures. Mm-hmm. It's so simple. It's just like reading a blueprint when you build your house. Now you put the walls up, but then you put the windows in. And now here we're coming. Babylon is fallen. It's fallen, but she hasn't fallen yet. She's on her way out. That's what we're trying to say here. And then you see these ten... These ten nations of Europe, you know, mm-hmm. the ten toes of mm-hmm. the statue that Nebuchadnezzar saw, and then you go to Revelation, and it's a nation with ten toes, like these ten governments, and Germany and France and all the Italy and all these countries. They're now all together, running together, but behind it is the spirit, is the Vatican, it's the Pope. And doing all that. And, mm-hmm. See, you and I, it's so simple. We're just sitting back and watch how the puzzle is being put together. And how everything will just kind of be woven into the fracture of society. And then before you know it, the the devil's days are numbered. You know what I'm saying? He's got 6,000 years, and his 6,000 years, we did the math and we did the calculating, and you could do it too. We went right back when that angel came to Daniel, back in the angel came down and spoke to Daniel. You did the math, and you came right up to 33. When Jesus was crucified, that was the 69 weeks, because that angel told them there are 70 weeks allotted to your people. And then, like when they crucified Jesus, right there was 69 weeks, stopped right there when they crucified him. And then the Lord put 2 days in here. The day, 2 days, so was there 2,000 years of grace was put in there right after the crucifixion. There's 2,000 years of grace, and those 2,000 years of grace expired exactly October the 15th, 2021. And now you got 7 years left. We got it right down to the T, and then Satan's days are numbered. And I just read it here that an angel comes down and he puts him in a chain, and off he goes to hell. And then Satan is no more. Then the tribulation kicks in, and the day of the Lord kicks in, and all these things that are happening right here in this blueprint that we put out here every day. Like I say, 2 days ago, the Lord let me know you need to talk about Babylon is falling. She's on her way down. She's on her way out. Don't get too excited about these wars and these rumors of war. If you're part of the Lord's program, if you only can get yourself to a place where you can believe what we're saying here, the Lord will have a way out. He says, rejoice, O heaven, and rejoice, O earth. What are you doing here, Judge? You're not worried about what's going on around you. You see it happen, but it's not going to affect you, because it says back in Jesus said, watch and pray that you may be found worthy to escape all these things. You and I, we're watching and we're praying and we're keeping ourselves spiritually alert, and we're doing whatever it takes to be sensitive to the spirit of the age, to what's going on around us. And we got the program right. That's what I'm trying to say.
It reminds me of, the tabernacle, when God told Moses how to build the tabernacle in the wilderness. And he had to use linen for the sheet, the curtains, and a certain amount of curtains. And then there was the layer of the goat curtains, and then the ram skin curtains. And everything had to be made according to how God told Moses. Mm-hmm. Everything was interwoven together, like how it was to be set up, the wood that they were to use, and the stands and everything, and all the contents in the tabernacle was precisely the way God had instructed Moses to build it. And that's how all of creation, of what God has planned out in Ephesians 1, when it says he made a counsel with himself back before the dawning of time, before he even created anything, God made a blueprint. God had his planned out creation. And just like the tabernacle, everything had to be built precisely, because everything that God does is interwoven. Just like the week of Daniel, when it will be all said and done, everything will come together, just like the tabernacle came together when it was done. And it was a finished product there, a beautiful building that God could dwell in the tabernacle. And that's how the week of Daniel, when it will be all said and done, it will all come together. Mm-hmm. Like people they want to see everything so literal. Mm-hmm. But everything that God does is all woven together. And when it's going to be done, just like the tabernacle was standing there when they were done, it was a finished product. And it everything that God does, he has a plan. And it'll come together in the end.
The plan, like right now, the big man, the king of the county, is Donald Trump.
That's right.
He's calling the shots, and he's doing this, that, and the other. And it looks like a real smorgasbord, a real mess out there when you look at it. The way the but what's here happening? It's like when you buy a puzzle and you throw that puzzle, and there's hundreds of pieces there, And it doesn't make sense, but then the apostle slowly comes together, and when it's done, there's your picture. Picture perfect. It's a picture perfect thing. And here's the same thing. There's the whole thing. God's going to look after Trump, and he's going to pull out of that NATO thing, out of that mess that's over there, and he's going to let them fight their wars, because at the end of the day, they're going to go, have to go fight their own wars to go against Russia, that NATO thing. But America has to pull out of there and let them do their thing there. It's all going to happen as time goes on. You don't have to worry about wars and rumors of war, because the Bible tells us not to. There'll be rumors, there'll be wars and rumors of war. Then in wars, don't be alarmed, don't get all emptied up, and then all that fear mongering that's going on, and because it's just the way God puts the puzzle together. He's got certain pieces that he's putting in now. That's why that all of a sudden Trump, he's talking against the Pope. All of a sudden he's talking against that leader in Italy. Up till now he was bragging her up.
Right. She was even at his inauguration.
Yeah.
But when push comes to shove, you have to understand one thing. You're dealing with that beast system, and they will defend that beast system because they're part of it. And that's just how you have to look at it. Even though one day they're your friend, but when push comes to shove, they have to protect that European system. And that European system reaches right up to Great Britain. It reaches right to the borders of India, to the northern parts of Africa, and all the land masses of Europe there that they had conquered, up to Germany, and it goes, it's almost shaped like a beast. But that is that beast, that European beast, and they will defend it because they're part of it. And that is all that, when it will all be said and done, they don't really want to, but they are forced into it, like just like it says. With those kings, he'll sign a he'll give them power for 1 hour. That area in Europe,
the European countries.
Yes, he'll give them power, and they have to defend it. And it is no friend to America. That's one thing people have to realize. They are not a friend to America, because it's totally a different system that you're dealing with over there.
And before, at the end of the day, there'll be no more. Each country will go back to their own country. Germany will be Germany, and Russia will be Russia. Throughout the millennium, these countries will have their separate identity. Right now, they're all they don't have their identity. Yeah, Germany is not Germany anymore.
They have to do what they are told to do. That's why Trump is always saying, Europe is not what it used to be. It's not a beautiful place like it used to be. That is the result of that beast system doing that. And it isn't. They don't have really their individuality. They have to speak the way that dragon wants them to speak, and do what that dragon wants them to do. But in the end of the day, like you were saying, it's going to be dealt with. That beast system is going to be thrown into the lake of fire and to be no more. It will then have been finished off. That kingdom, those four kingdoms, when Jesus comes back, is that rock that was hewn out of the mountains there and came down and it smashed up that statue. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. That represents the Lord Jesus coming. At his coming, this is all going to be dealt with.
And right here, this generation. Imagine, 2028, it's all over but the crying. And all we're doing, we're just sitting here, we're just doing on a day-to-day basis, putting the blueprint, showing you how the blueprint is written. Right now, Babylon out there is fulfilling scripture. Europe is fulfilling scripture. They can't stop it even if they want to, because scripture has got to be fulfilled. And like I say, when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction is coming upon them, and there's no way they can stop it. There's no way they can hurry it up, because Satan's days are numbered. It's just that simple.
That's right. They are numbered, and he'll be locked up for 1,000 years. But after those 1,000 years, he's going to be let loose for a little season of time, because There's going to be mortals that are going to be born in the millennium, mm-hmm. and they will have to be tested. And after that test, then he will be thrown into the lake of fire, and then Satan will be no more. Then it will evolve into the eternal age. Because he's locked up in hell, God still has a purpose for him. Because after the millennium, those mortals will have to be tested as well. Because everything has to go through a test in order to see if a person will be found faithful. And the same way with those mortals, they will have to be tested as well to see if they will side with the devil or side with what is right.
Everything is just, it's all that you see out there, this whole conglomeration of wars and rumors of wars and all it is, it's fulfilling scripture. Mm-hmm. So that one is right now, Babylon is falling because it has to fulfill scripture. And then you see, like it says, the wars and rumors of war, the shaking of all things, that at the end of all this shaking, everything will go back to its place where it was originally designed, mm-hmm. back when God made that blueprint. Because he has to use Satan. Satan mm-hmm. is here to test us, to see if we're going to be found. Because the Bible says, to him that's going to be found, where did you go into that age of regeneration? That's the millennium. Mm-hmm. Now we're being tested to see if we're going to be found faithful and worthy to go into the regions beyond, to go into the millennium, or are we going to end up in the lake of fire? Mm-hmm. Just that simple. And Satan, God, that's the reason Satan is not going to go into that lake of fire till God has done served its purpose, till mm-hmm. God has done using him, like you were saying. He's going to be used after the millennium. He's going to be brought out of hell, and he's going to be let loose to go out to test these people that were born in the millennium. These young people, they start up, and then they get to be, they don't die in the millennium unless they're really wicked. Then, at the end of it all, Satan is loose, and then he goes out and tests the mess. You can read it right in the book of Revelation, where he goes and tests the masses, and he misleads those in Gog and Magog. And when then the 1,000 years are over, God's done with Satan, then he goes right into the lake of fire. And then hell and death were cast into the lake of fire. So you two and I, everything is so simple. All we got to do is read the blueprint, and that's why we get up in the morning to keep ourselves spiritual, keep your limbs all trimmed and burning. And that's the joy of my life, to get up early in the morning. The Lord wakes us up, and we come up here, and we spend 2, 3, 4 hours with the Lord. And that's the closest thing to heaven that you're going to find here on earth. That's the only thing that excites me. Mm-hmm. That's what I live for. Mm-hmm. I've been looking for this all my life, but as time went on, the Lord somehow had a way to bring it together, and now you and I, we're enjoying ourselves. We're hanging out together, and we see the same thing. We got that unity of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. When you see it, you see it, and I see it, or vice versa. That's how close you are, because it's not natural unity. It's the unity of the Spirit of the living God. Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
Right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, and we give you thanks, Lord, for that blueprint, Lord, that everything is so woven together, and at the end of the day it'll form a beautiful picture, Lord, and people can be part of that. And we just want to let people in on it, what you have done throughout the ages, Lord, and even with the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, it's all woven into that great plan of yours, because they came to prepare our hearts, Lord, for your second coming, and all that is involved in that. You wanted your creation to get to know you and to understand your ways, Lord, your word, Lord. And that's one way, is to understand the day and hour we're living in. And that was the ministry that you had in this hour. So we just want to let people know what you've done in this hour and your greatness, Lord, because you're worthy to be praised. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.